Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, August 31st, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Basus. Yesterday, we talked about a new report from reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo about new satellite communication features that could be coming with the iPhone 13. Since then, Bloomberg has confirmed the news, but clarified that the upcoming iPhones will include hardware capable of communicating with low Earth orbit satellites, but that software support in iOS might not be enabled initially. Bloomberg says that Apple is focusing on helping users in emergency situations, but these features, again, are unlikely to be ready before next year. Bloomberg first reported on Apple's satellite ambitions back in 2019, but it was Kuo's report over the weekend that reignited discussions about the capability, and Kuo was the first to suggest that the iPhone 13 would support the capabilities. Bloomberg specifically reports this week that Apple is developing two features using satellite connectivity. First, Apple will apparently integrate emergency satellite messaging into the Messages application, allowing users to contact emergency services and close friends without any cell signal. Bloomberg says emergency messages would appear as gray bubbles in the Messages application, joining the blue iMessage bubble and the green SMS bubble. Phone calls may eventually be supported as well. The second feature that Apple is developing would be a more direct reporting mechanism for major emergencies, such as plane crashes and sinking ships. Connecting to a satellite would require the user to be outside, according to the report, and it could take up to 1 minute to get a signal. Availability of satellite features will also vary by region, in accordance with local laws, according to Bloomberg. Whether or not Apple actually announces these new satellite features with the iPhone 13 in September remains to be seen, especially if the actual software support won't be there until sometime in 2022. Historically, things have not gone well for Apple when the company preemptively announces a new feature or device without a specific launch date in mind. In other news today, Apple Music will soon upgrade the streaming experience for fans of the classical music genre, as Apple has now acquired a service called PrimePhonic. PrimePhonic is described as a renowned classical music streaming service that offers a listening experience with search and browse functionality optimized for classical premium quality audio. Apple says that it will integrate PrimePhonic playlists and exclusive audio content into Apple Music, but in the long term, Apple also plans to launch a dedicated music player application purely for classical music. Notably, PrimePhonic has already been removed from the App Store, and existing subscribers will lose access starting on September 7th. And this new standalone music player for classical music will not launch until sometime in 2022. But in the meantime, Apple is giving all PrimePhonic subscribers 6 months free of Apple Music, so they can use Apple Music until the dedicated service launches in 2022. We're sponsored this week by Basus and the company's new 10,000 mAh portable MagSafe charger and power bank. Exclusively designed for the iPhone 12 MagSafe charging system, the Basus portable charger and power bank features 18 magnets to ensure you locate the perfect charging spot, while the 10,000 mAh battery allows you to fully charge an iPhone 12 up to 2.4 times. And in comparison to Apple's own MagSafe battery pack for iPhone 12, you get over 6 times the capacity for half the price at $49. The Basus charger also supports wired charging, giving you 20 watts of fast charging for Samsung devices, other Android devices, and of course other Apple products. With both USB-A and USB-C ports, you can also fast charge up to 2 devices simultaneously. You can head to the show notes below to get a special deal on the Basus MagSafe charger and power bank when you use the code 9to5MacBase at checkout. Rounding out today, Apple is reportedly facing production issues with the Apple Watch Series 7. Citing sources familiar with Apple Watch Series 7 production, Nikkei and Bloomberg both are reporting today that the redesigned hardware is causing production delays ahead of the expected launch and release in September. The report from Nikkei says, quote, "Production of the upcoming Apple Watch has been delayed in large part due to the complicated design of the new smartwatch. Manufacturers of the Apple Watch Series 7 began small-scale production last week, but encountered critical challenges in reaching satisfactory production performance." End quote. While it's interesting to think that Apple Watch Series 7 production only began in earnest last week, Apple does tend to crank up iPhone and Apple Watch production in August before a late September launch. And while it's not stated in the report, it is possible that this could mean the Apple Watch Series 7 is released after the iPhone 13. Apple has historically released updates to the Apple Watch alongside new iPhones, so one possibility this year is that supply of the new Apple Watch is severely constrained at launch for the redesigned model. In addition to the complex redesign, which is expected to bring flat edges to the Apple Watch for the first time, Nikkei also says the Apple Watch Series 7 will come with blood pressure measurement support, something that is also believed to be leading to the production delays. Apple is expected to announce its annual iPhone and Apple Watch event for as soon as September 14th, so the announcement of the event could come on September 7th if the rumors come to fruition. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.